feeling so sad last 2 days of just, fuck, you know what? America was a good idea. America was a good idea. It was too bad that it didn't work. Fuck, man. That was a good idea. We're getting what we deserve. I'm sorry. We did it to ourselves. This was a terrible, terrible thing with the democratic process. We really were not true to democracy. And the stakes were so high. It's the failure of imagination. It's the failure of, unfortunately, the left to speak to regular working class people. This is what happens when you shit where you eat. This is what happens when you forsake your own values. This is what happens when you rig your own Democratic Party. This is what happens. You have to play by the rules yourself. You have to be willing to let the chips fall where they do. If it's democracy, then it's democracy. And if you're the Democratic Party, then you have to have your process be democratic. And it wasn't. The process cost us the election. The process, the corruption, the corruption. Maybe Hillary would have won anyway. That's fine with me. It's not that she won or didn't win. It's that the process wasn't democratic, and now we're complaining that the country isn't democratic. All I care about is democracy. I care about people having the right to have their voice in the process. I care about the idea that of the people, by the people, for the people. I care about the idea that human rights matter. I care about these things. I guess we are in a still kind of struggle for what set of values runs the world. And we thought we had kind of broken through with the end of the Iron Curtain, but we have certainly not. And so, anyway, that's what I care about, and I'm willing to step into the fray and say, no, but you have to actually do that. You have to be democratic, and you have to let votes count all the time, everywhere, and even if you don't like it. Hannah Arendt, this amazing woman, she was one of the great Jews, the great historians, and she wrote better about the Holocaust than anyone I've read. She's my favorite writer on that subject and many others. And she talks about politics and what it takes to make political change. And she says, political change happens when a group realizes the power is literally lying in the streets and they pick it up. They just pick it up. It's just sitting there. And that's what happened in the 60s with the hippies, and that's what will always happen, is you just got to pay attention to when people aren't picking it up. And so Trump, it's amazing what he did. And Kellyanne Conway and fucking Rex Tillerson, I think Der Spiegel didn't pull a punch. I think they're right. In Germany, Hitler was like, we're humiliated, they're making fun of us, everybody's laughing at us, same exact thing. Jews are attacking the Jews, we have to keep out the Jews. And so Trump is like, they're humiliating us, we have to keep out the Muslims, blah, blah, blah. So the same, it's really similar. These guys were really tortured or abused as kids. Something happened to these kids. And it's out of a fucking Johnny Carson sketch. Here's the thing. When Hitler took power in Germany, there was 1,000,000% inflation. The reparations were breaking the country. And it really was chaos. We have not reached that point yet in the U.S. And well, we're not that far because what's going to happen is the oceans are going to crash. The polar ice caps will melt anywhere from 3 to 40 years. They'll melt. Species will go extinct. Things will get polluted. All that's going to happen. But nothing like when the oceans, as it warms, the coral reefs die, food sources to the fish go away, we overfish the oceans. The oceans are going to crash and become dead zone. Really soon. Really soon. And we won't understand. It'll be big news in single-digit year. The oceans will crash. Here's what will happen when the oceans crash. Plankton will die. Plankton makes 65% of all oxygen. We're going to choke to death. We are going to asphyxiate because there won't be enough oxygen in the air. And the rich will get it, and they'll make it, and then the rich will live in these special places for a short period of time till they die too, where they will make extra oxygen. That means Rex Tillerson knows this. They know this. 5 of the 7 billion people have to die. We know this. They're just planning for how they do. The end game is, step one, white people are better. We invented everything. We are cuter. We're smarter. We moved to the north. I read this on all the racist websites. Do you know why the lighter castes are higher? Because they're the ones who came from the north, and when it's cold, it makes you smarter. So, that's why. So, white people are smarter because they had to be, because they went to the north where you've got to be smart. You can't just run around the jungle and fuck all day. So, that's why racism. And Trump knows this, and Bannon knows this, and Putin knows this. And Trump is like, time to pull it in. There's three great superpowers on Earth, China, Russia, and the U.S. Why are we partnering with a gook when we could partner with the other white guy? So we're going to do that. We're going to form a white alliance with the other great white nation. We can tighten our shit, and Russia can tighten their shit, and we can be buddies with Russia, and we can kind of figure out a way to get the resources between us and the Soviet Union. We can get the resources to kind of build some walls, batten down the hatches, and then when Ebola and the dirty bomb in the Samsonite suitcase and all the fucking jihadists, all that shit hits the fan, we just kind of retreat and let them kill each other till there's around 2 billion left, which is the amount of people the Earth can sustain. They know global warming. They know all this shit. They're just like, look, the shit is going to hit the fan. Armageddon out of here. That's the plan. Liberals getting together and holding hands and singing Kumbaya and how are we going to save 7 billion people? We're not going to save 7 billion people. We can't. The Earth can't sustain 5 Earths. It takes 5 Earths now to keep us going. Borrowing from the future, we're about to run out of even the future. Either pestilence or agreement has to bring the population down. It just came to me as like, oh shit, the plankton. Why haven't I read about this? The plankton. So it's like 2 a.m., I'm alone in my house, candles burning, sitting there just meditating, going through it, and it's like, well, then this is like, we're going to have a problem. We're going to have a problem. Definitely there won't be enough food. Definitely there won't be enough water. Definitely there's not going to be enough oil. We're going back to full burn. There's nothing inspiring. There's nothing good. It's like we don't know why we're living. We have nothing good to live for. I mean, collectively, as a zeitgeist. And watch out for the Reichstag fire. I think it'll be something where the Muslims rape somebody or the Muslims do a bad thing. He's really a crusader who wants to go to war with Islam. And somehow this ties in with Israel. I don't know what it is, but it's not straight up anti-Semitism because he's got Kushner. And he's Donald Trump. He grew up in New York. He's trying to be a Jew. I mean, in his mind, if you listen to him, he's a wannabe classic Jew bully white New Yorker businessman. He's really kind of this fucked up little weirdo from Queens, but actually he's acting like a Manhattanite Jew, builder, you know, Jew, Bernard Brooke type magnet. Very New York. But Bannon's strategy is shock and awe. He's going to wear us out. So when Hitler won, the shit had hit the fan. When Trump won, the shit has not hit the fan. He conjured it up as if it did. And my point about the fisheries crashing, etc., is that the shit will hit the fan. It really will hit the fan, even in a way greater than the reparations of Versailles in Germany in 1919. Now we're having a flirtation with fascism, which I believe will fail. And hopefully before the shit really does hit the fan. If this was happening and millions of people were dying, martial law, end of story, end of democracy, over. Trump plus the true end times, that's it. In other words, Trump is going to fuck shit up, but he will blunder and fail and burn out. These guys always do. So I've never believed that just because I'm going to die or everyone's going to die, that doesn't mean you don't try. I've never believed that. I think it's why you do try. Because you don't really know. And anyway, to me, it's fun and enjoyable to alleviate suffering. I get off on being good. It's the one thing I enjoy. So, fuck it. Doesn't change anything for me. I don't even hate what's going on. The fact is, you could take Donald Trump away, and we are still just about as fucked as we are. We just have to hang in, minimize the damage, fight him at every turn, pick our battles, and try. I think that's what we got to stand up for. We need two things. We need a way of resisting the shit that's happening now, and we need a plan for how to... It's like, okay, if you took the shit back, what would you do different so it wouldn't happen again and people would get a better shake? What would you do different? We need a vision of what the country should be. That's even more important than the resistance. We will have a shot again, and when we do, we better have it right.